With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is voicing some doubts about Ukraine's ability to defeat Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said while he thinks it's possible that Ukraine can defeat Russia, he's now doubtful it will happen. His comments added a fresh layer of skepticism toward Kiev as he plans to meet again in the coming weeks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war. Last month, Donald Trump said Ukraine could win back all its territory, but now says it'll have to give up land to settle with Russia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A U.S. appeals court ruling President Trump can take command of some 200 Oregon National Guard troops, but he's still barred from actually deploying those troops, at least for now. Trump administration will furlough 1,400 employees at the National Nuclear Security Administration, the agency that manages the U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal. That's due to the government shutdown. Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
In Las Vegas right now, soon to head up to the Nevada National Security sites. This is key for our national security and all the interests we have here. Today, workers are being furloughed. Today, the federal government employees are working hard to protect everyone's jobs, keep people employed, and keep our national stockpile secure and our things moving forward. But a tough day today. Thank you.
Supreme Court will consider whether people who smoke pot can legally own weapons, guns. The Trump administration asking the justices to revive a case against a Texas man charged with a felony because he allegedly had a gun in his house and acknowledged being a regular pot user. Lawyers for former FBI Director James Comey urging the judge to dismiss the case against him. This is SRN News. Well, a new study charts the political attitudes of a number of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
A drug maker, EMD Serrano, will reduce the cost of a common fertility medication through a deal struck with the Trump administration. President is also unveiling new federal guidance that will encourage employers to offer fertility coverage. New guidance would allow companies to offer fertility benefits separate from major medical insurance plans. This is SRN News. Authorities in Atlanta believe they stopped a mass shooting at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Police say a family member told investigators Billy Joe Cagle of Cartersville, Georgia, had plans to shoot up the airport Monday, where they found an assault rifle and ammunition in his truck outside the airport. Cagle had described his plan to shoot up the world's busiest airport on a social media live stream, investigators said during a news conference. The 49-year-old Cagle arrived at the airport in his pickup truck that was parked right outside the doors to the airport terminal. He's facing several charges, including terroristic threats and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. I'm Bill Alexander.
L.A. Angels superstar Mike Trout will testify Tuesday in a trial over whether the team should be held responsible for the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs 7 years ago. More details at srnnews.com.